Boy, I'm really excited about the coaching staff this year. I mean, the coaches, you know, we talk every year about the teams and the players and everything else, and every year we're going to have great players, and they come and go, and they go on to college careers, and some don't, but they have great, you know, careers in high school. But the coaches really make this game. You know, they're the ones that are there year after year, and you know, sometimes they're in and sometimes they're out, and you know, this year they've got something going on, so they can't coach in the All-Star game, and this year it just so happens to be the timing of all the coaching staffs was really, really good. I mean, we've got on the North team this year, and again, we've got the North-South split instead of the East-West split, and so that creates a unique dynamic too right away. But on the North side, we've got the Nagani coaches and the Ishpeming coaches together in one staff, which is really unique. So you've got, you know, Coach Jacobson from Nagani and Coach Olson from Ishpeming right there. I mean, that alone, you know, would be enough to make this just an exciting game. And so they've got a good rivalry every year, and there's always good games between them, but they have them together on that one staff. You know, that's several state championships right there.
That's a dynamic coaching staff right there. That's really like a dream team coaching staff when you talk about Coach Jacobson and Coach Olson and some of the other coaches that they're going to have with them.
Absolutely, yeah. Each of them, Jake's going to bring along a few of his guys, and Coach Olson's going to bring along Scott Sergio with him. So I'm interested to see really who's going to run the offense, who's going to run the defense. I mean, how do you even split that up? You know, everybody's so qualified on both sides of the ball. So I'm interested in that. You know, it's fun for them. You know, a coach, any one of these coaches, you know, they have 15 or 20 guys on their whole football team, you know, every day in practice really is just a matter of attrition. You know, how can we run skeleton against each other? How can we practice, you know, good formations and good plays? Well, we've got 45 kids that are all-stars to work with, and so they always have good kids to work with. Now we've got this unbelievable coaching staff working with these kids, so I'm just excited to watch practice in general.
Talking to Todd Goldbeck, who is owner-operator of XL Fitness and also the director of the UP Football All-Star Game, and one thing I can tell you, you know, Scott Sergela is the defensive specialist for the Ishpeming Hematites, and I'm pretty sure that Coach Jacobson is the defensive specialist for the Nagani Miners. So, you know, you get two minds like that together, and only really good things are going to happen. And the other good thing, I think, with this, Todd, is that a lot of players from other schools finally get a chance to work with these guys.
Oh, yeah. As coaches, I mean, I hear that every single year, how fun it is to work with these kids that they've had to scheme against their whole careers. You know, as you mentioned, you know, Coach Sergio maybe having to put a game plan together to stop some particular player on another team, or, you know, boy, they run this and we got to watch out for that. And, you know, same thing on the offense. Well, we got to run this and we got to block this guy. For them to be able to have those kids on their team as opposed to playing against them is really fun, because they really are familiar with the other kids that they played against, and it's fun now to have them on their team and be able to coach them every single day.
Talking to Todd Goldbeck, who's owner-operator of XL Fitness and also the director of the UP Football All-Star Game. And Todd, well, we talked about the North team. The South team has got a pretty well-credentialed coaching staff also.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, on both sides. I mean, there's many state championships and state finalists right there. So Coach Brad Graybold is going to be the head coach for the South team, and he's a veteran of the All-Star Game. He's coached it a couple times before, and he's the head coach this year, and of course he coached at Norway for many years, and has taken the last couple of years off to watch his son Brady play football in college. He had a tremendous career at UW-Whitewater College, and actually has a pro tryout here coming up with the Minnesota Vikings, so that's real exciting. He's a great defensive mind, great offensive mind too, and then of course we add in there Bill Santilli from Forest Park, who recently retired, you know, took Forest Park team to several state championship games, and now their new coach, Dave Graff, so he'll be there too. So we've got Coach Graybold and Santilli and Graff. I mean, the list goes on and on. These guys got a lot of experience too.
And when is the All-Star Game?
All-Star Game is Saturday, June 27th at the Dome. Doors open at it's 3 o'clock local time, so doors open at 2, games at 3.
And give us a quick rundown of what's happening the week before that game, because I know there's a lot of different activities, and if folks want to come out, they can actually meet these coaches.
Yeah, for sure. All the practices are open. We don't close anything down. Some of these games, they close stuff down to the public and all that. Everything we do all week long is open, so if people are around Marquette and they want to come hang out, you know, you're more than welcome to watch any practice or any event. Kids and everybody, coaches come in on Monday. We do the food drive for the Beacon House Food Pantry on Monday with that. Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening is the pictures and the media day. And then Wednesday, we do our skills challenge in the afternoon with the players. Thursday, we go to Baycliff in the afternoon and put a football camp on for them. Friday night is the banquet. And then Saturday morning, we have three youth football games in the morning before the All-Star game. And then Saturday afternoon is the pinnacle. That's the high school All-Star game.
And tell folks, you have a website address where folks can go to find more information and actually get a look at the rosters.
For sure. Everything's right on there. The website is just www.xcel.net. Just www.xcel.net.
Yeah, and there's a button there for the UP football All-Star game. I have to just click that button, and you get all the information you're looking for.
Absolutely. Everything's right there. Again, everything's open to the public. We really encourage people. We got a lot of people that come into town early, or they're just, got nothing else going on in the afternoon or in the morning, and so they can come over and watch practice and see what we're doing.